Hi, this is Alexander O'Neill, and this is not hearsay. You're really listening to Suzanne Hunter on World of Entertainment.
Now, it's such a thrill to be speaking with Alexander O'Neill. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Suzanne, for having me.
Now, I remember the original 1987 release of the triple platinum album, Hearsay, and I played and played it over and over again on vinyl, cassette, CD, and it's just, it's quite hard to believe that it's now 30 years since that album was first released.
Yeah,
it's amazing. I mean, the loyalty of your fans who buy your record means a great deal to you, I believe. So, you've got a 50-date upcoming tour. What can fans expect to hear on that tour?
Oh, on the upcoming tour, Suzanne, they're going to hear most of the songs from Hearsay, and plus, you know, some of the favorite songs, like A Few We're Here Tonight and What's Missing and Never Knew Love Like This. We do it all. You know, we got a big band, 9-piece band, and we don't take nothing off. It's still hardcore R&B. I just love coming and performing for my fans in England, and I'm going to be loving coming to St. Albans to do this show here, because they give me so much love here. I have a very strong passion for UK.
It's absolutely fantastic. We can't wait to have you here. I mean, Hearsay was such a successful album. It spawned 7 chart-topping singles, one of the highest being Criticize. It's just a great floor filler, isn't it? It just lights up the dance floor, and it kind of transcends generations as well. What do you think it is about that song that fans still love to this day?
Well, you know, when I did the album 30 years ago, Criticize was my least favorite song on the whole album, okay, to be honest with you, and I co-wrote that with Jelly Bean Johnson, you know. Yeah. But Suzanne, it's just, Criticize was just meant to be a lot of fun, just like Fake, you know. And a lot of that record was pretty much turned out to be a concept album, you know, and it was just supposed to be fun, and if the shoe fits, then wear it.
Absolutely. Oh, definitely. It's a wonderful shoe. But I mean, the thing is with Fake and Criticize, they're kind of, it really sort of hits a chord universally, doesn't it? Because everybody's known someone a bit like that. Was it based on anyone in particular, or just a general vibe of that sort of low energy?
Basically, just a general feeling. You know, I mean, you know, when we did the album, it took off so fast and got so much notoriety. Until, you know, we knew when we were recording the album that we were doing something different, because I hadn't heard a concept album since, like, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, you know?
Yes.
Where people are talking and laughing and having fun and stuff. Yeah. So we happened to catch the industry at the perfect time, and the album was very well received. And we're working on the new album.
Yes.
We're doing a Hearsay 30 years later. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, in my show, I still sing in the same key that I recorded these songs in. I've been really blessed. I tell them that the body belongs to me, but the voice belongs to God, okay?
Yes.
Because he takes very good care of it. Aww. And so we're re-recording Hearsay, which the fans can purchase at the shows or online. It's going to be called Hearsay 30.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited about it. We're about 3/4 of the way, you know, done with it. And also recording a brand new album that's going to be released the first of the year. We're just trying to stay busy and keep doing what we've been doing all this time.
Oh, wonderful. It's a real blessing, isn't it, that you're doing that? And thank you so much.
It is a blessing.
Yes. I mean, obviously the fans are going to hear the wonderful classics, but you have got this first studio album coming out for 15 years, so it's quite a big occasion, isn't it? Tell us a bit more about the new album.
Well, the new album is, Suzanne, it's really going to be, it's not going to be more manicured, it's going to be like raw, a little more raw and have a rough edge to it. It's full of a lot of different components, anywhere from folk to blues to R&B. That's basically what it is. My people around me, I guess we're trying to describe the album, it's going to be like New Age, that's what they call it.
Oh.
New Age.
Wow.
And, you know, I hear a lot of people, these younger artists that are doing music, and they're doing it to go back and reach back and get the old school sound and put their sound on top of it, and it becomes New Age.
Yes.
You know, so basically, this is going to be I'm coming out of my comfort zone on this album. So But I wanted to be noted as a singer, not just an R&B singer, because I sing all kinds of music, and I like all kinds of music.
Yes.
And so this album is going to pretty much, and I co-wrote the album with a group in Manchester. We recorded the whole album in Manchester, and a group in Manchester called Mama Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
We co-wrote the album together, and I'm just so excited about its release.
It sounds absolutely fantastic. And do we have a title for it yet, or...?
I think it's going to be called Resurrection.
Wonderful. Watch this space, huh? Yeah, and wait for that album to come out. When is it actually... we're releasing it soon, yes? You're going to come out this year?
Yes, for the year.
So when... I mean, the new album is very much soul and blues, and would you say that that's been an influence in your life as you grew up musically, or was there any other influences?
Well, you know, it's just something, Suzanne, that I always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always wanted to... be creative and do different kinds of things, and that's what I do, different kinds. I have lots of tracks of all kinds of music, from rock to everything that I've recorded over the years. And so this was just a golden opportunity for me to work with a great group of guys and to come out with a fantastic new album.
Yes, it's wonderful. I mean, songs like Fake, of course, were number one in the R&B chart. But as you said, you know, you expand into lots more different genres. I mean, Pat, you have a wonderful, successful solo career, don't you? But, of course, you have journeyed with many different band formations. And I just love your duets with Sherelle.
Thank you.
You know, Saturday Love, just wonderful, wasn't it? Did you enjoy that collaboration?
Oh, it was fantastic. You know, working with Sherelle has always been a treat with me, because when Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis put us together on my first single, on the first album, Innocent, you know, I mean, we just hit it off like a house on fire.
Yes.
And we just pretty much describe what we do naturally. It's just magic. It's just something that happened. And I'm very fortunate to be able to work with a great artist like Sherelle, and to have a career with her as well.
Yes, of course. I mean, in the same year working with Sherelle, you released your self-titled album, Alexander O'Neill. And, of course, Hearsay went triple platinum as well. For you personally, do you have a song or a moment that stands out as your greatest achievement so far?
I'm still looking for my greatest achievement.
yes.
But Hearsay, musically, would definitely be, you know... top of my list, you know, apart from for albums are concerned, you know.
Yes.
But I'm still working on the greatest achievement, okay, Suzanne?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have plenty more time for that. I mean, I'm talking about working with Sherelle. I understand that Prince signed you back in the early days as part of The Time. How did you get to meet, and was he a hard taskmaster?
Yeah, you know, Prince was a workaholic, you know. He's a music workaholic. I mean, he's been, you know, most of his awakening moments in the course of a day in the studio or doing something of sorts. Mm-hmm. So his whole, you know, unlike me, the industry and what I do doesn't consume me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I my morals and values had already been formed before I had a record deal. You know, and working with Prince... And, of course, we've had our differences in ourselves, because I got fired by Prince before I got hired, you know. And I was supposed to be the lead singer for The Time, and I got fired through some, you know, controversy that we were having among ourselves. But you know what? He and I have long since gotten over that. I have nothing but the utmost respect for Prince and all of his accomplishments.
Yeah.
And we pretty much describe him as the godfather of the Minneapolis music scene. So, you know, I never would have thought that I would have outlived Prince, okay? But, you know, it just goes to show you that life, you know, I think when Prince passed, it felt like the whole world had stopped for just a moment. And we in America, we needed to stop, because we were having the upcoming presidential election, all of the nastiness that was taking place on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like everybody stopped and got a chance to look at themselves.
Yes.
And you find out that, well, life is not, for human beings, is not really that long. And so it makes you kind of take a different look and step back and try to get a little more genuine about what you're trying to achieve with your own life.
Absolutely.
I felt that.
Yes, it's a time to step back and reflect, isn't it? These things happen for a reason, don't they?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Now, I mean, I guess many stories and experiences like this will be revealed in your upcoming book, your new enterprise for 2017. It's a hard-hitting blockbuster autobiography. And what led you to creating that, Alexander?
Well, that was really a label of, and it's certainly not for the faint at heart. But, you know, it's the true book. I've always going to do an autobiographical of my life stories. And I felt that since everybody else thinks they know more about Alexander O'Neill than I do, that the best thing I could do was put a book out and say, this is really who I am.
Yes.
So I got the opportunity with a new team that I'm working with, and got the opportunity to do the book and get it out, and it's out now. And I'm very proud of that project, because a lot of time we as artists, we procrastinate. We always talk about what we're going to do and what we want to do. And so completing that is one of my, you know, finest accomplishments.
Yes, it's a real achievement, isn't it, writing a book?
Yes,
yeah,
really
real soul-searching stuff as well, isn't it? So, I mean, that's going to be absolutely fantastic. I'm sure people are going to really enjoy reading that book as well. Now, it's very exciting for fans. As we say, you're on that 30-year of PSA tour. We've got 50 dates, and you've got quite a full tour, actually, including the Auburn Arena in good old St. Albans in Hertfordshire, and you're at the Beck in Hayes as well. We're going to mention all those dates later on in the show. But what are you personally looking forward to the most?
I am just so looking forward to seeing a lot of great fans that, you know, one thing about it is that I love about performing is your fans, they grow up with you and they grow older with you. And they have been just so in my corner here through all of my ups and downs in every way. But I think one thing that my fans get from me, they know that I leave it all out on stage. I give 150%. It's all R&B. It's all soul. That's what you're going to get. And you might even get a couple of bonus tracks on the new album. So look out for that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I know what you're saying is the truth, because I've seen you live at Guildfest, and you're absolutely fantastic. So I know the fans are going to be in for such a treat. And
thank you for that.
I can tell it's going to be a fantastic show. It's been absolutely brilliant to talk to you today. And
thank
I wish you all
so
the
much.
Very best. And it remains for me to say thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you, Suzanne, and you have a blessed day, my dear.
Oh, you too. And that was my very special guest, the amazing Alexander O'Neill.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.